What's it like having to step into the footsteps of one of the legends of bourbon?
As you can imagine, it's a little daunting, but it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a great challenge. I embrace it. The timing, I was just talking to someone, the timing couldn't be better or more stressful. You know, this week, actually it's been 2 weeks now, but during the Bourbon Festival, during Bourbon Heritage Month, it kind of amplifies the spotlight, and it's really fantastic. It's something I look forward to. It's something that is still sinking in. It's such an honor that Four Roses has selected me, and they entrust me with satisfaction of all the consumers and everything that the groundwork that Jim's laid, and it's been laid out by the company for the past however many years.
At what point did you know that you were going to be the new master distiller?
I didn't know too much before the rest of the public, just a few weeks prior to the announcement. So,
what went through your mind when Jim and the Brain Trust at Four Roses said, you're the new guy?
First, of course, was excitement, and then I was just extremely honored, just an excitement. Just, it's a dream job, you know, and it's a wonderful industry. I mean, just to be part of this industry is dreamlike enough, but to be the master distiller, it's just indescribable. It's really an honor.
Let's talk about your background. Where did you get started in this business? How long have you been doing it? And how long were you working with Jim ahead of time?
I started this industry actually 10 years ago this week. I started in 2005 during Bourbon Festival week. So I started off on the right foot. And I started out in quality, where I'm still working. I'm still maintaining two roles, director of quality. I'm maintaining that. But I started out in quality 10 years ago. I've worked with Jim since day one, pretty much, on all aspects of production, particularly in the lab with the blending and formulations with different products.
So how do you top what Jim left us with his limited edition small batch? The 2015 may have been one of the best he's done in years. How do you top that next year?
It'll take a lot of work, but it's fun. That's something I've worked with Jim on since his 40th, and with every formulation we've done. So I think, you know, he's been great in teaching me. He's been wonderful to work with. So it'll be a challenge, but it's something that I'm looking forward to.
You also get to spearhead the expansion projects, both at the distillery in Lawrenceburg and out at the maturation bottling facility out in Cox's Creek. Tell me about where we stand on that, because I know that's really in the process of just being approved and going through all the motions before the work actually starts, right?
The bottling facility, that's well underway, so hopefully we're ahead of schedule on that. The challenges will be, of course, just the quality of the bottle. I think we've got that under control, but we're going to have to keep an eye on that. That's going to be, you know, we're going from pretty much a slow, not exactly by hand operation, where we've ramped it up over the last 5-6 years, but we're really going to take a step forward, especially with bottling the yellow label and the small batch with this new line. So that'll be... that's exciting. Now, with the distillery, the big challenge there will just be maintaining the same quality liquid that we've been getting off our still all these years. And the way we're going to achieve that is we're doing a complete doubling of what we're currently doing. Everything in our process is so well balanced and so refined. All of the experience and years of learning that go into the liquid that comes off the still, we don't want to tweak that or change that at all. So what we're doing is we're doubling. We're basically building the exact same distillery right next to, or integrating with the same distillery we have now, but it'll be a parallel process, exactly what we have now.
Are you excited?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't be more excited. The timing of all this week, the expansion, the announcement, my promotion to master distiller, I couldn't be more excited.
What do you think happens tonight the first time somebody comes up to the stand at the master distiller sampler and goes, where's Jim?
Well, fortunately, he's going to be there tonight. But that certainly will happen. I mean, he's an icon. He's the face of Four Roses. I'm the new guy. Certainly a lot of people know me, but more people don't know me. And people will certainly expect to see Jim. And it's going to be up to me to make new friends, to continue the hard work that he's done and continue with the foundation that's been built, the trust of the consumers, the trust of everyone in the industry. So it's going to be an experience.